What if you could visualize your entire business on a single page? In 2010, Alexander Osterwalder and Eve Pinier sparked a global movement with a deceptively simple tool, the Business Model Canvas. This visual framework transformed how organizations approach strategy by replacing complex business planning with an intuitive, collaborative approach. The book, co-created with 470 practitioners from 45 countries, became an instant phenomenon, selling out its first print run without traditional marketing and now required reading at leading business schools worldwide. Why such impact? The Canvas democratized business design, making strategic thinking accessible to everyone from scrappy startups to Fortune 500 giants. Even tech behemoths like Google and Microsoft have integrated it into their innovation processes. At its core, the Canvas addresses the fundamental question that separates thriving businesses from failing ones. Not what you sell, but how you create and deliver value that customers will pay for. A business model describes how organizations create, deliver, and capture value. The Canvas breaks this system into 9 building blocks across 4 areas: customers, offer, infrastructure, and finances. Customer segments represent the groups you serve. Netflix targets viewer preferences, while Apple designs for specific user categories. Value proposition explains why customers choose you, whether through innovation, iPhone, performance, Intel, customization, Nike, or price, Walmart. Channels show how you reach customers, like Amazon's online platform or Apple's integrated retail approach. Customer relationships define your connections, from personal banking to Netflix's automated recommendations. Revenue streams reveal income sources. Gillette profits from blade refills, while Spotify offers free and premium options. The infrastructure comprises key resources, Intel's facilities, key activities, Microsoft's development, and key partnerships, Apple Foxconn. The cost structure details operational expenses. When displayed large format, teams can visualize and discuss these elements using sticky notes, making complex relationships clear and actionable. Business models, like architecture, follow recurring patterns across industries. These patterns can spark innovation in any business. The unbundling pattern separates 3 core functions: customer relationship, product innovation, and infrastructure. Swiss bank Marky Bowman demonstrated this by spinning off its transaction platforms to focus on relationships. The long tail pattern focuses on selling many niche products in small volumes rather than bestsellers in bulk, as seen in Lego Factory's custom kit platform alongside mass market sets. Multi-sided platforms connect different customer groups. Google AdWords/AdSense exemplifies this by offering free search to users while generating revenue from advertisers, creating value for multiple segments but monetizing one. The free model provides value to one segment at no cost, funded by others. Skype revolutionized telecommunications with free peer-to-peer calls, earning revenue from premium landline services, with 10% of users generating $550 million in 2008. The bait and hook pattern uses low-cost initial offers to drive future purchases, like Gillette's 1904 strategy of discounted razors and profitable blades. Open business models leverage external partnerships, as shown by P&G's Connect and Develop strategy, which improved R&D productivity by 85%. Creating innovative business models requires design thinking alongside business analysis. While business people practice design in creating organizations and strategies, they often need specific design tools to complement their skills. Customer insights form the foundation through tools like the Empathy Map, helping businesses understand customer environments, behaviors, concerns, and aspirations. By exploring what customers see, hear, think, feel, say, and do, along with their pains and gains, businesses develop stronger value propositions. Ideation generates multiple business model ideas before evaluation. Innovation can stem from 4 epicenters: resource-driven, existing infrastructure, offer-driven, new value propositions, customer-driven, needs, or finance-driven, revenue streams. What if questions help challenge assumptions? What if IKEA sold assembled furniture? What if Skype charged for all calls? Visual thinking makes complex concepts tangible. Sketching business models makes tacit assumptions explicit and enables clearer discussions. Simple drawings often communicate more effectively than words. Stick figures show emotion, while varied money bags illustrate proportions. The canvas serves as a visual language that captures relationships without overwhelming detail. Prototyping enables testing business models before implementation, allowing exploration of multiple possibilities until innovative solutions emerge. Like architect Frank Gehry's physical models, business prototypes evolve from simple sketches to complex simulations, revealing gaps and unexpected opportunities. While business people see prototypes as models to refine, designers use them as thinking tools, requiring openness to crude ideas, rapid iteration, and comfort with uncertainty. Companies like IDEO and Google embrace this fail fast, learn quickly philosophy, using early prototypes as learning vehicles. Business model prototypes range from napkin sketches to detailed business cases with financial projections. Amazon, for instance, writes internal press releases about potential future products to evaluate ideas pre-development. Storytelling powerfully communicates new business models by making abstract concepts tangible. When Netflix transitioned to streaming, they used customer stories to help employees grasp the transformation. Stories create emotional connections that logic alone cannot achieve, especially when told through a single protagonist's perspective, whether employee or customer, to demonstrate the model's value. Business models operate within environments that both constrain and inspire design. Organizations must monitor key market forces, industry forces, macroeconomic forces, and trends that could impact their model's viability. The environment serves as a design space with drivers, new customer needs, technologies, and constraints, regulations, competitors. Regular assessment helps organizations evaluate their market position and adapt. Amazon's 2005 model showed tremendous strength in customer reach and product selection, but suffered from weak margins on low-value products. Bezos was bonded by growing the core retail business while launching higher margin initiatives like AWS. Combining SWOT analysis with the canvas provides a structured approach to evaluation, examining strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats across all components. When integrated with Blue Ocean strategy, organizations can identify differentiation opportunities while maintaining alignment. Cirque du Soleil demonstrates this by eliminating costly traditional circus elements while adding artistic sophistication, creating value for adult audiences rather than typical circus goers. Business model innovation follows five key phases: mobilize, building teams and support, understand, market research, design, ideation and prototyping, implementation, pilots and alignment, and manage, monitoring and adaptation. Understanding and design often occur simultaneously rather than sequentially. Success requires embracing a design mindset that welcomes experimentation, different from traditional corporate management approaches. Modern organizations must balance innovation with existing operations, often managing multiple business models concurrently. The Swiss watch industry illustrates this perfectly. When Asian manufacturers dominated with cheap quartz watches, SMH, now Swatch Group, under Nicholas Hayek, implemented diverse business models across luxury, Omega, mid-range, Tissot, and low-end markets, Swatch. The revolutionary $40 Swatch required new manufacturing processes, and despite cannibalization fears, SMH successfully integrated it while maintaining brand autonomy and centralizing core operations. The business model canvas provides a shared visual language for strategy and innovation, Whether for startups, established companies, or social enterprises, understanding these building blocks is crucial for future success. The key isn't having a business model, it's having one designed for tomorrow's challenges.